welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. Excited as always to be with you. This episode is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to answer a question that many people have had for me, why I decided to shut down HCA. If you were a part of my last launch when I did the 3-day six-figure wellness offer challenge, you might remember that I told you that was your final chance to work with me inside HCA, as in January, I launched the last round. Now, a lot of people wanted to know why, which is normal. And I told everyone that I would announce it in February, and it is now February. I am going to tell you the reason why. And it was really interesting when I announced that. I actually didn't think people would be so interested in the reason why. Many of you were curious. You wanted to know the reasons why. I did have a couple people be a little bit sort of aggressive and invasive with it, and sort of maybe felt like they were entitled to the answer, which was a little bit difficult for me. And I wasn't exactly sure how to navigate it. But as promised, I am going to tell you why. Here is the honest truth why I decided to shut down HCA. And then after that, I'm going to tell you, as you can see from the title of this episode, why I actually decided to reopen it again. The reason is, drum roll, I'm pregnant. And I'm going to be having a baby in the summertime. And I made the decision to shut down HCA shortly after I found out I was pregnant in the fall. Now, when I made this decision, for any of you who've ever been pregnant and had a bad first trimester, I had the very definition of a really hard first trimester. I was exhausted. I was nauseous. I struggled to eat any food. I'm actually going to talk about my pregnancy journey a little bit more in next week's episode. Not because I necessarily want to, just because I went through some really interesting emotions and experiences that I did not expect. And it was really hard for me to find other women who felt the same way I did. But I actually believe what I went through is very normal. It's just not often talked about. I do want to talk about it on next week's episode, just because I'm hoping it will help someone. Anyways, when I made that decision, I was pretty shocked, and I didn't know how to proceed. My friends are starting to have kids now. A lot of us are in our late 30s, but I don't really spend a lot of time with friends. And all of my friends are teachers, they're nurses, they're engineers. They all get the sort of very traditional one-year maternity leave. If you're in the US, you're probably like, what? One-year maternity leave? I know in the US, you guys get a lot less. But in Canada, if you have a good job, you will typically get a one-year maternity leave. The representation that I've had of maternity leave has been the mother basically gets her year off and her partner works away from home, and then she's alone all day at home with the baby. And obviously that is a full-time job and there's not much time for anything else. Obviously, when you're making decisions like that, even though it was a long way away at the time, you know, I run a 6-month program. So I knew that I had to make a decision with what I was going to do with HCA by January. And the reason why I was thinking about shutting it down is because I had been thinking about relaunching HCA in a little bit of a different way. I developed HCA in 2019, and it's an amazing program. It's so amazing. I'm so proud of it. I feel like it's my life's work. But there's a lot in it. And it's because initially it started out as sort of like a resource, as kind of like everything you needed to do. And it sort of evolved over time to the point where there's just a lot in the program. And I was really thinking about editing down the program and making it a little more streamlined and starting to target a more established coach. Now, I typically target early stage health coaches and really new people. And I've really been feeling this pull over time to kind of just work with a coach who's just a little bit more established. So I had this idea to sort of relaunch HCA and target a little bit of a more established coach. And I really wanted to overhaul the entire program and really just simplify it and edit it down. I'd already had that opinion in my mind, or sorry, that plan in my mind. And I'd already been thinking, well, how am I going to make that transition? And what I was thinking is, oh my God, I'm going to have a baby. There's no way I can run two programs at once because I have my 6-month program. I'm going to have to sell the program the final time, have 6 months. And then because it's ongoing evergreen, either I shut the program down or I start the new program while the old HCA is still going. And then there's two programs that overlap. And as you may know, I give a lot of support within HCA. And I thought, oh my God, there's no way I could have two overlapping programs when I have a baby and when I'm on maternity leave. And that felt really overwhelming because I'm very much involved in HCA. HTMA Expert, my other program, is very passive. I have other coaches who support the students. For that program, I show up for a monthly Ask Me Anything call, but I'm not in the Facebook group. And I have coaches and practitioners who are way more intelligent than me and have way more clinical experience than me who are in there supporting the students. I knew that program would be fine because it sort of just runs itself. Also, the sales for HTMA Expert is automated, which I've talked about on this podcast. But with HCA, I love to do live events for it. And I do several coaching calls a month. I'm in the Facebook group. And it just felt like, oh my God, how can I, you know, have two programs, an additional program going at the same time? Because I had no representation of what mat leave would look like for someone like me. And when I say someone like me, I mean someone who works from home, someone who is an entrepreneur, who makes very good money, someone who doesn't work that much, and also someone who has their partner at home. Ryan, my partner, he also works from home. He does a lot of work for me in my business, and he's a freelancer. He takes contracts as he chooses. I didn't have any representation for that. The way I was thinking about mat leave was really the only way that I'd ever seen it represented, which was I need to fully take time off. And my plan at the time was I need to take 90 days off. I need to take 12 weeks off, essentially, and be 100% off. And then at that point, Ryan, my partner, would sort of take over as stay-at-home dad, just because my business makes significantly more money than his. So it makes sense for me to be the one that goes back to work. I just felt like, oh my God, I need to take all these things off my plate. I'm going to be so messed up. This is going to be so hard. And at the time, because of the really challenging first trimester I went through, I was making my decision not from a place of being informed, but from a place of being really scared and exhausted and just totally confused about what that whole thing was going to look like. I felt that, okay, this is what I need to do. I need to launch the last round of HCA in January for that launch, and we'll run it. And then I will relaunch the new version of HCA in October after that 12 weeks is up. And that was my plan. And when I told you it was the last round of HCA in January, that was truthful. That was how I felt. That was the decision I had made. But what was really interesting is as I started to tell people and colleagues about my pregnancy, I started to get a lot more insight on what maternity leave would maybe look like for someone like me. I was able to actually connect with some entrepreneurs who have businesses very similar to mine. And what I sort of realized is I don't need to be 100% off, nor do I want to. I'm a very driven and motivated person. I love using my brain. And what a lot of these people told me who I spoke to, they're like, look, looking after a newborn can be really monotonous. They sleep a lot, especially in the first few months. Well, you want to make sure you have as much time as you need. Like, you're probably going to want to do your coaching calls. One of my good friends, Shanae, she actually works with me inside HCA. She's our mindset and productivity coach. She's amazing. She had a baby last year. And her first call back after 3 weeks or 4 weeks after having her baby was to do one of the calls for HCA. And what she told me was she really looked forward to that call. She's like, yeah, I was really excited for it. And when I did it, I felt like myself again. It was really, really fulfilling and rewarding. She did that monthly call basically from 3 weeks after giving birth. And she's still working in HCA today. And I hope she never leaves because I love her so much. But that was really enlightening to me because she was just like, look, like it's really monotonous. Like you're someone who loves to use your brain. Like you can do a coaching call if you want to. And I really started to think about it. And that actually really started to resonate with me. Because truthfully, I will not be at home alone with a baby. Ryan will be here 50-50 with me. He's going to stop taking contracts. So he's going to be 100% off and he'll be there to support me. On top of that, we are in a really privileged position where we do have money. I can afford support. I could afford something like a night nurse, a doula, childcare. We also have Ryan's parents and sister who live in town, just not that far away from us, who are very excited to babysit and be involved. It sort of occurred to me that I was in a little bit of a different situation than a lot of my friends who need that year mat leave, don't have friends and family around, maybe don't have the income. And I started to think that I don't think I want to let this stuff go. The other thing that was really getting to me at the time was the fact that HCA, it's amazing if I do say so myself. It's the best it's ever been. I'm so proud of where it's at now. I know it's very transformative. It deeply helps the people who enroll in it. And also, it is generating the most revenue than it ever has. I've struggled over the past bunch of years to really find a way to sell it that really worked. And after launching this three-day challenge, I've had the two biggest launches I've ever had in my business. I've talked about it on the podcast, but in September, we were able to generate about $75,000. And then I did about $90,000 or $95,000, almost six-figure launch, just a few sales away from that first six-figure launch, but very proud of myself. And it just made me realize like how far I come, and it just seemed so silly to actually shut it down. Right after the cart closed for HCA in middle of January, I started having this bad feeling in my gut. And I was thinking, I don't think this was the right decision. And I mulled it over for a few days, and I just knew it was the wrong decision. I got on the phone with my OBM, Elise, and I just said, hey, I feel stupid for shutting down HCA. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because there's going to be 9 months where I'm not bringing in any income for the program. Because typically we have ongoing enrollment or we launch it regularly. And I was like, this is going to be a huge hit to my income. And I'm making the most money that I've ever made. Also, the program's amazing. Like, I just feel like I've really picked up traction for this program, and it just doesn't make sense. And what I sort of realized is that I can totally be off for maternity leave, like 90%, but I don't want to give up my group coaching calls with my students because those are some of the most favorite things that I do in my business. I love showing up to support my students. I love helping people, and I don't do that many of them. Right now, I do about 3 calls a month inside the program. That's 3 90-minute coaching calls a month. Like, it's very doable, especially with all the support that I had. Now, if I was going to be at home alone with no one to help me, just me, then that probably wouldn't be as available to me. But the night before I get on the call, Ryan can be the one that gets up with the baby. I can get a good night's sleep. I can go sleep in the basement. We'll work it out, right? And honestly, even if I'm sleep deprived, I can still crush it. The reason I know this is because I talked about this on the podcast before, but I started my business in a deep stage of chronic fatigue when I was dealing with horrible insomnia. And I built this entire business only getting a couple hours of sleep a night. I can turn it on when I need to. I know that I'm very good at operating on very little sleep. As much as I don't like it, it makes me very grumpy. I can do it, and I've done it. I know I can do it. It really changed my whole perspective on maternity leave. And especially as I moved into the second trimester and started to feel better, I really had a better perspective and I could sort of see things more clearly. I talked to my OBM, Elise, and I just said, I don't want to actually shut this program down. It doesn't make sense. I'm making too much money and the program has so many amazing students in there. I want to keep bringing more in. I made that decision to reopen it again. The program is actually going to be reopening in just a couple weeks at the beginning of March. And I'm really excited for that. And I know it was the best decision possible. And so this was a big reason why I wasn't ready to tell anyone at that launch. It wasn't really far enough in the pregnancy for me to feel comfortable telling the internet land. I really wanted to put off telling the internet for as long as possible. I really wanted to keep this to myself. And obviously, I have every right to do that. I totally understand why some of you were curious, and there's nothing wrong with asking questions and being curious, but very few people who were really aggressive and felt like they were entitled to that information, it did feel very violating and it really threw me off. I didn't quite know how to deal with it because at that time, I was not ready to tell people. And that was the reason. And I wanted to be honest. That's the big reason. It's not because I need a break. It's not because I'm not passionate. It's not because I'm not feeling it anymore. It's not because I'm launching something better. It's literally just because I'm having a baby. Now, one other thing I want to touch on that I realized. So I made a podcast not that long ago where I talked about how I worked 10 hours a week in my business, and this is what happened. The reason why I was only working 10 hours a week is because I was so fucking sick. And I was so sick in the first trimester. I was exhausted. I had no energy. I was nauseous. I had food aversions. Like I just was not able to work. I lost all my motivation and I just had this really crazy brain fog that I've never experienced in my life. I just couldn't be creative. I was only working 10 hours a week. And like I said in that episode, it really freaked me out because I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen to the business? Business is going to go downhill. Oh my God, I'm going to lose revenue. And my business actually grew. And in 2023, I had my biggest revenue year ever. I increased my revenue by 40%. And then in January, I had my first $100,000 month, which I'll be talking a little bit more about how I did that on the podcast coming up soon. That was really enlightening for me because I realized that I don't actually need to work much in my business for it to run. And what I was mainly doing that made up those 10 hours a week was supporting my students inside HCA and creating content. And then obviously meeting a bit with my team, answering questions, that sort of thing. But what I realized is obviously when I go on mat leave, I'm going to be scheduling all my content in advance so that it goes out for 4 months. That's what was taking up most of those 10 hours. So I'm just looking at this being like, well, if I schedule out all my content in advance and the only thing I have to do is support my students in HCA and be available to help my team when they need me, which honestly, they're pretty self-sufficient. They don't need me that much. I'm probably not going to have to do more than a few hours a week. And how I want it to look is I want to be off like 90%, but I want to have the option to work more if I want to, but only if I want to. That was really eye-opening for me because I was so scared because I'm someone who is very obsessed with growth and I'm very ambitious and I love being in the business. And I was just so worried that things were just going to go stagnant or I was going to lose traction. But I realized that I actually don't need to even work much in my business for things to just spawn rolling. All of those things together, speaking with entrepreneurs who were in my situation, realizing that I don't actually need to work much in my business for it to run properly. And just seeing how much HC has grown and how amazing it is right now, it just made me realize that I needed to walk back my decision. Okay. And this is a really good lesson, not only for me, but for you, because I want you to understand that it's totally okay for you to change your mind in your business. Sometimes we make decisions and then we realize it was the wrong choice, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean that you suck, because the only way for us to really know how a decision is going to go and if it is the right decision for us is to make the decision. I'm glad I made that decision. It made me realize a whole bunch of things. And even if you've gone so far as me to announce the end of a program, I announced it to everyone. I announced it to my social media. I announced it to my email list. I announced it on a live stream, on a launch. I announced it and I was being honest at the time. But even with all of that, I can still change my mind. I'm human and it wasn't the right decision. But it was only through making that decision that I was able to realize that. In the end, it's my business and it's your business. And we have to do what's right for us, even if that means changing our mind. Now, sometimes people are afraid to walk back a decision because they're afraid people will be pissed off at them. And if you're pissed off at me because I've changed my mind on this, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is what I'm going to say. I figured the worst thing that's going to happen is somebody who enrolled in HC in January is going to say something like, oh, I'm so upset that I enrolled in January. I enrolled only because I thought it was the last round and now I want a refund. I don't actually think that's going to happen because I think everyone who enrolled in January is actually very happy they've enrolled. We've been getting great feedback. People seem very pumped. I don't think anyone's going to be upset about enrolling. But honestly, I always like to think about worst case scenario. And I'm like, worst case scenario, we'll just say, sorry, here's your refund. Move on. Not a big deal. It's okay if people don't like your decisions, but we can't make decisions or run our business based off of what we think other people are going to think. Time I made the decision to close HCA, it was legit. I wasn't lying. I wasn't trying to mislead you to get you to enroll in my program. I wasn't trying to put extra pressure on you. It's just at the time I thought I was making the right decision for me. And it turned out it wasn't. And that's okay. HCA, like I said, is going to reopen in early March. I'm going to be running a very fun workshop. The promo for it should actually start going out in a couple days. I'll announce it on the podcast so you won't miss it. But I'm going to be doing a 90-minute workshop to help you plan out your online program outline. It's not going to be a webinar. It's going to be very interactive when we're going to go through choosing the perfect topic for your program. We're going to determine the ideal length of your program. We're going to determine how to price it, and then we're going to actually create the outline for it. And we're actually going to create the outline for your entire program. At the end of the workshop, you're going to walk away with something tangible. You're going to walk away with a roadmap that you've created for your profitable online program. Very excited for that. I believe that's happening on March 7th. I will announce it on the podcast, so stay tuned for that. But that is what we're going to do to kind of celebrate the reopening of HCA, which I'm very, very excited about. And how things are going to roll, you probably won't believe me now, but HCA actually will be going away. Like I said, I am going to be streamlining HCA and redirecting it towards more of an established coach. That is going to open in October after my quote unquote maternity leave. HCA will run. We will probably launch the final round in June. And what that means is I will have two programs overlapping, which is what I was worried about. But truthfully, because I have my partner at home, because I have lots of help, because it'll only be a few extra calls for only 90 days, I just don't see there to be an issue with that. It'll be a bit of a busier 90 days, but I know I can handle it. And I know I have the help to support me to do that. Very excited about that. And just for any HCA students, when I do this final update, everyone's going to get access to it. If you're thinking, well, maybe I should wait for this new and improved program in the fall, you probably shouldn't, because it's going to be a lot more expensive. And if you enroll in one of the versions now, instead of waiting to start being successful in your business and start making money in your business, you can start right away, which HCA will absolutely help you do. And remembering that the current version of HCA is way more geared towards newbies. If you're very new in your business, you're probably going to struggle with the program in the fall. Will I prevent newbies from coming into it? No. But it will be designed for coaches who've been out there on the internet already marketing their business. But for those of you who are just getting started and you have nothing in place, then the current round of HCA is going to serve you the best. And I hope you will join me when I reopen the program in early March. And like I said, I'll probably launch it for the last time in June. It'll run for 6 months and the brand new program will open up in the fall. And I'm really excited about that. All right, my friend, that's the reason why. And thank you so much for your patience with this and your understanding. I really do appreciate it. And next week, I'm going to go through sort of the nitty gritty and the really raw and honest details about my pregnancy and how I felt and how that impacted me and sort of all the emotions that I experienced that I didn't really expect. Like I said, I don't necessarily want to. It feels a bit raw. It feels a bit personal, but also, when I was going through that, I felt so alone. And I actually think what I went through was very common. And I don't see a lot of people talking about it. And that makes me want to talk about it, because if I had heard someone talk about it, I think it really would have helped. So that's all I got for this episode of the Wealthy Coach Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.